Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the Beyond the Ordinary show. This is John Burgos, and I want to thank everyone for being here this evening. I'm really excited about today's call, and I say that every time, but I am. I'm excited about every call, but I'm really excited today because Karen Abrams is on the call with us today, and she is just an absolutely fascinating, good person who is such a facilitator to helping people to clear the blocks that are holding them back. She's just absolutely amazing and someone who's very dear and close to my heart. She's actually become a very good friend as well. So this is going to be a very special call that you guys are just going to love. Now, Karen today is going to take live calls. So for anyone who wants to call in live, if you call in, press star 2 and it'll raise your hand and we'll be able to take live questions from you. If you're on the webcast, you can type your questions in. We'll get to those as well. And Karen's also going to take us through a group session as well towards the end of the call. So you'll definitely want to hold on for that because these are extremely powerful. Karen has been around the Telesummit world for a little bit. But again, if you guys haven't heard her before, you're in for a treat. If you have listened, you know why Karen's becoming more and more popular. She's going to be a big, big deal in the transformational community here in the very, very near future because, again, she's just so powerful. So, again, I'm super excited about today's call. And let's now also, I forgot to mention, Karen's also going to share with us a lot of different things that are super beneficial. She's going to talk to us about the strong connection that we all have coming into this world as infants. She's going to teach us about letting go of the baggage that got in the way along the way. She's going to show us how to reconnect that source again and also how to merge that natural state of contentment that's actually our birthright. And again, the process that she's going to lead us through is fantastic. And also, she's extremely generous on the live call. So I encourage you guys to call because we're going to try to take as many callers as we can during the time we have together. For those of you who aren't familiar with Karen, let me read a little bit about her so you can become a little more familiar. For nearly 10 years, Karen Abrams has been practicing theta healing, or she's been a practicing theta healer. Theta healing is a unique form of meditation where practitioners enter the theta state, and we'll get Karen to explain more of that later. Now, from that point, they're able to shift their thoughts away from negative limits and beliefs to more positive perspectives, which is a process of healing that can free them from long-standing emotional burdens and even chronic or unhealthy physical conditions. Karen first came to theta healing after watching a friend transform her life with it. Curious, Karen began to study theta techniques herself, gaining immediate and lasting relief from chronic health issues that had overwhelmed her for years. She also discovered that theta healing improved her relationships and helped her achieve greater professional success. Now, a UCLA graduate in psychology, Karen honed the listening and observation skills critical of theta healing through extensive experience in the education field. And for more than 30 years, she worked with a broad range of clients from doctors, lawyers, business people, actors, writers, healers, and even stay-at-home moms as well. Now, Karen is now a master theta healer, certified instructor, and relationship expert. She's a rising star, like I said, and speaker in the International Telesummit Circuit and in the Human Potential Movement, and her practice is filled with clients and healers from all around the world. She offers theta healing sessions both in person and by phone and conducts regular classes, teleclasses, and workshops that apply theta healing to everyday life. And with that, Karen, it's such a pleasure to have you on today. Thank you for being here today.
It's such a pleasure, John. It always is. It really is.
Now, Karen, I'd love for you to tell us your personal journey with theta and why you got into it, if you wouldn't mind opening with that, because I think I love your story, and I think it really speaks as to why you're so passionate about this work that you do.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, I got into this for a few reasons. I think really probably the first reason had to do with my mom. When I was 17, she had advanced stage 3 ovarian cancer. And I watched her, there was about a 1% chance of surviving that. And I watched her use every modality possible to get better. And she is better, by the way, so there's a happy middle to this, to the story. And she's still around, and there wasn't very many people, basically. This is about 30 years ago. So there weren't a lot of people then that were surviving this. And if it didn't get you the first time, it got you the second time. So I just watched her go to doctors, but then she went to a meditation. She had a psychic healer. She had an art therapist. She had a someone she did visualization with. She did everything. She left no stone unturned. And I think what that did for me was make me look at what the traditional model was, that if you get sick, you just go to the doctor, you listen to what the doctor says, and that's what happens. And when I found out through this very poignant and powerful way that there were other ways to, you know, to skin a cat, you know, that it really opened up a lot for me. I began to approach things in a more broad way whenever something would happen to me. And it didn't have to be like hers, which was like a, you know, there was a big death door above her. She could have left, and she didn't. But I began to use that and incorporate that in my life. And then next, when I was in my 20s, I got some pretty bad anxiety. I had it for about 6 years. And I'd been working with a therapist, and he was really wonderful, too. I just loved him. And he helped me get it down from, I always say, like an 11 to a 3. But I still woke up shaking every day, vibrating every day. I never had a day without it. When I had a moment without it, once I realized that, it came back. So I had watched a friend of mine really turn her life around in a very short period of time, and at the end of that, even be successful in her career. And what happened with that was that, you know, she then was hosting a Theta Healing basic workshop. And so I said, well, what the heck, why don't I take it? And at the end of that, I just noticed I had a tremendous amount of space in front of me, not even in my body. That was the funniest part about it. It was inside me, and or outside in front of me. And I kept going, what is all this space? I never experienced it before. And it took me about a day to realize that the anxiety was gone. And it was the first time that I had been out of fight or flight in 6 years. So with that, I was so blown away by this. And even though I really couldn't describe my experience very well, or not even, actually I could describe my experience, but I couldn't describe what Theta Healing was at that point in time, I knew I had to, I had to do it. I knew I started taking practice classes. I took any class from founder of Theta Healing by Emma Stibel. I just did everything, and I had no idea that one day I'd be doing this for a living at all, but that's how it happened.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing. And you found alternatives to things that weren't working for you, which is tremendous, and you practice on a continuous basis now. It's, you're just so passionate about data, and when it's done for not only for you personally, but for the clients that you work with also. Now, how do you typically work with clients? What type of work that you do? Can you explain more of the process?
Yeah. Well, let me let you know what Theta Healing is. For any of you who don't know or who are coming on the call without any knowledge of what this is, basically it's just a simple meditation that connects you to God, Source, or whatever that energy is for you so that you can receive the healing. And when that happens, when that meditation connection occurs, physiologically brain waves slow down into the theta state. And we know that theta brainwave state happens when we're just in our dream state, when we're accessing our subconscious. And we know we're accessing the subconscious because hypnotherapy uses the theta brainwave also. So once we've accessed that, energetically, we can help you change belief systems that have been holding you back, negative feelings that have been holding you back. Maybe you felt stuck. Maybe you have a tremendous amount of trauma in your life. You have a lot of resentments, you know, to name anything. And it can help you release and heal all of those. And all of a sudden, you become less and less and less of your baggage and more of who you truly are. And what I noticed with myself over the last 10 years is that my natural state now is to be content. And that no matter what is going on in my life, that I will always go back there. Even if it's really, really challenging, even if it's devastating, I know that I will always get back to that contentment because now that's my natural state. And it used to be probably like a low-level depression. So it's nice to be here.
It's, well, and again, it's you and I, and it's, I make no qualms, it's just, it's, you and I become such good friends, Karen, mm-hmm. over the course of meeting and doing these summits together. And I think it's because of your openness and how Yeah, it's just you carry this calmness and this peacefulness to you, and this also sense of vulnerability, but in a very strong way. You really know where you're going and how you're setting it up. That it's really easy to fall into your field, and I know that your clients get that also. We've talked about that, the benefits that they get from it. So, tell us some of the benefits that your clients get through data, and how it is that you walk them through a process, or what the steps are for the process that you walk them through.
Well, what I do when I conduct a theta session is I ask somebody if I can come into their space. When they say yes, I go into the theta meditation, connect to God, and then ask God to go into your space. And so what happens when that happens is I receive intuition about what's going on that's blocking you, what's going on that's great, looking at your body, what energy, where is it stuck, where is it not stuck. And from there, we get the intuition to find out, so what are the belief systems that are holding you back? Maybe you feel like you're worthless or you're nothing. Those are really big bottom beliefs. We try to find what is the root cause to what's going on with you and what you'd like to change. And then it's almost like the domino effect. If you get, you know, the right one, or the house of cards, you know, if you hit the right one, the whole thing's going to collapse. And we want that, because we want that system of negative belief systems to collapse. But also, at the same time, what's put in there is a positive belief system, like I am myself, I am me, I am love, you know, whatever it is, but it's different than I am nothing or I am unworthy. You know, I am worthy is another one. So you try to find whatever the core issue is and get in there, and you can energetically change it. And also it's important to know that it can only happen if you say yes to it. So if I'm, let's say, downloading, asking God to download a feeling to you, because that's one of the things you do, or how to do something, or giving sources perspective on something, you have to say yes. And if you don't say yes, it won't happen, because this work is based on your free will. So if there's something you don't feel good about, you say, hey, I'm resisting that, or hey, I don't want to do that, and I might ask you why. But other than that, I'm not going to make you do anything you don't want to do. This is one of those modalities that doesn't have, you know, we can't break down the doors. You have to allow us to come in.
Wow. Wow, that's cool. And that's what's so beautiful about it also. And it also allows people to participate instead of just being standbyers or being in the, or just receiving information and not really owning what's happening. And I think that yes process, it's a big deal.
Yeah.
And again, it's so, yeah, it really allows people to take ownership in what they're doing, which is fabulous. Now, Karen, how do people start to identify and change the limiting roles that they're playing, especially in the family structure? Because I know that's a big issue that a lot of people are facing.
Yeah. Well, when we go into the that state, it comes up pretty quickly, because most of us, look, if you're coming into work with somebody and they're coming in consciously and saying, I want to change this stuff. I don't get along with my family really well. There's a lot of tension there. So we have to figure it out. So usually the person is very open to figuring it out. So we can talk for a little bit, or I'll just get the intuition and say, hey, it seems like you're the helper in the family. Does that resonate with you? And then, you know, you say yes or no. And that maybe you're afraid of, you know, that you have to always be the helper no matter what anybody else does, because that's the only way you will get love and acceptance from your family. So once we figure that out, let's say if that's one of them, then I'll say, would you like to change that? And then if you say yes, or if they say yes, then that energy goes into their crown, into their body, and down to change it on four different levels. And the levels are your core level, which is the everything that you've learned in this lifetime, your history level, which is everything you've learned from your past lives and our collective consciousness, our genetic level, which is everything we've learned from our ancestors, all their beliefs, and the soul level, finally, which is the deepest part of the other three. So it identifies and it will help shift those things and change them on all levels, and that's what makes it such a deep healing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And again, it's amazing how that works. And again, I had a session with you and we went through those, and I certainly can get into the deep healing and find out what's going on there. Karen, let me also ask you something that we had mentioned before was talking about the connection that we all have coming into this world as infants.
Mm-hmm.
How does theta get us back in touch with that?
Well, most of what we're downloading, I would say actually everything that we're downloading to you is a form of unconditional love. And I remember during meditation one time that I was looking at somebody and I saw this spark from when they were conceived. And what I got from that was that there are three things that create a spirit and body, you know, that put you in a body. And that's that a healthy sperm and a healthy egg, and that spark, which is that complete unconditional love, that pure unconditional love. And in Theta Healing, we say that that is God, that is the highest, that's the highest expression of God, just pure unconditional love. So when you come back into a body, whenever you make that choice, if this is what you believe, this is what I've learned just from being in, you know, in these meditations for so long, and you're free to take this or leave it. Right, yeah, exactly. This is what I've learned, and you may learn something else. But when you come back into a body, you're coming from a place of pure love. You're coming from pure energy and love, and then you come back into a body. And sometimes what happens is we do this in general so that we can try and do more with less, if that makes any sense. When we're in a body, we're more dense. And when we're energy, we can go anywhere. We can manifest anything. If we want to learn something, we can learn it. Blah, 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 blah. It's really fast. And when you get back into a body, there tends to be that moment where you go, oh, my, what did I do? Because all of a sudden, things are a lot slower. And so you begin to relearn as from the time you're born, you know, you begin to relearn and hopefully learn what the real true laws are of the universe so that you can come back and access that love. And people come in and they're just, you know, infants, look at them. They're just usually really joyful little beings. And, I mean, there's definitely some who come in who aren't, who've brought something in, but you can change that also. And so we can go back to that point in the Theta session and just connect you back with that love to remind you of what that feels like, and to also get you to the place where you can really feel that support that's always around it. Always around us. I've been reading lately a lot of books about people who've had near-death experiences. And the thing that seems to go throughout them really is that there's this feeling of being surrounded by love. There's this really beautiful, warm, supportive, loving presence. And that these people were reminded, they all came back into their bodies, but these people were reminded that, oh my gosh, that's always around us, and we have this myth that we're separated from God, and we're not. And so, you know, that helps them move on to where they're going also, but, you know, these people ended up coming back and writing about the experience. So in Theta, what we can do is actually open yourself up to receiving that energy again and really feeling that around you. And I have to say that definitely lately I've been feeling that. Feeling a lot more. I've always known it's there, and a lot of us know it's there. But, you know, when you're at the grocery store, you're driving around or whatever you're doing, you're not thinking of the loving support that God's giving you at that moment.
Right.
You know, you got to drive the car, make sure you stop at the red light. So, but in these more quiet moments, and what I'm noticing is that not only in the quiet moments do I notice it, but I even notice it in the noisy ones. And I can feel it now. And I realize, you know, look, we've opened this huge space for everybody to have instant healings. And there's this big circle of unconditional love here for everybody, this space for everybody to heal. So I can feel that. But even when I'm just, you know, on my computer and pecking away and we're talking to a friend, I can feel it now. And it's really wonderful to know that that's there, you know, and that whatever's going on in your life, that's there. So you're never really alone, and you're always connected. So you can kind of just reconnect and change that belief that we are separated from wherever that began also, and just give us that feeling. Because it is pretty nice, I have to say. It's a nice feeling.
Yeah, and Theta's gotten you there, and it really, that feeling actually provides a sense of freedom. Because when you know that you're connected and loved in that way and you're this open channel, and it's also funny because when you're that open and you get that feeling, Karen, it's like information that wants to come in comes in easier. Your creative capacities, your ability to discern your yeses and your noes, how to move forward, that path to find just becomes so much more of a natural state of being. You're not struggling to find it. It's just it's just a way of being on a consistent basis.
Yeah, and I think it does help your inspiration really really knock it out of the park, and it just becomes easier to, you know, develop creative projects or whatever is going on for you. You can get ideas and, oh, how do I do this, or a solution comes in. I remember one time I had taken this class called Intuitive Anatomy, which is a 3-week class where you're practicing how to, you know, doing theta 5 days a week. I mean, it's a really intense class. It's really fun. And I remember the difference between before I took it and after I took it. It was like I was 1,000 times better. And afterwards, and I remember after, my connection was so much stronger because I used to get really overwhelmed. Like I could tell you in my 20s, I used to get overwhelmed so much so that I would get off the couch and then sit back down. Like I couldn't, you know, there were times I couldn't move forward at all. And before I went to this class, there were, I would get still get overwhelmed a lot. And when I came home after that class, I remember being home and trying to do something, and I started getting overwhelmed. And all of a sudden, I felt this kind of twirling sensation inside my body, and then I got the solution. So it was like, I'm overwhelmed. I have too much work to do. And it's like, well, why not call your brother and he can help you out? I'm like, oh, that's cool. I never thought of that. You know, like I literally, like somebody was whispering in my ear. I could feel it. And the solutions would just come in. And I think that does happen. And look, we all get stuck on things and we all bang our heads against the wall sometimes, and maybe more than often than not. But sometimes that's also a way to give you an idea of maybe this isn't the right thing. You know, like you've got to approach it differently so that that energy can come in real easily.
Right. Right. It's so interesting. And again, opening up to those channels is, you know, data's definitely been a catalyst to get you there. Again, you're such a way shower for this, Karen, and that's why I just love having you on here because, yeah, you're a master practicing theta healer, but you're a master practicing theta healer because you went through it and you really know personally the benefits that it's provided to you, and that's why you're so passionate about spreading the information and making sure that this gets out into the world.
Right. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And that's huge. Now, Karen, how do we start to let go of the baggage? So I understand getting back to that connection that we had as infants. How do we start letting go of the baggage that got in the way, along the way, as we grow up and get older and have all these things happening in life?
Well, it's actually pretty simple, because when you go into the meditation, you know, we can really get like God's understanding of why you're holding on to that thing. Like, let's say, you know, you have a tremendous amount of frustration about your mom, okay? And so that every time
nobody
you talk
has
to
frustrations
her,
about their mom, right?
Not my daughter,
has
but
that.
Everybody else might have that. so that every time you talk about her or you're with her, you feel that kind of coming up into your body. And so if you're in a session and I can pick up like, oh, there's something going on about your mom right here. Tell me about her. And you're like, well, this and that and that and this, and I'm feeling that frustration coming up out of you, and I just go, look, it feels like you're really frustrated. Would you like to let go of that and really understand why you've been holding on to that? And once you say yes, once you agree to that, you're going to let go of that energy as much as you feel comfortable letting go of. So I always say that I'm only the witness. The healing is really between you and God. So it's pretty remarkable, but people just get really profound healings from that.
That's phenomenal. Kent, what I'd love to do is get people to start experiencing some of these healings. Would you mind if we start taking some live calls?
Sure, that'd be great. That's fun.
That'd be fantastic, because I think that's really the best way for people to get examples of what you do, and then we can open up questions from there also, or continue the conversation to expand on everything. So let me start with a caller here from Plano, Texas. Hi, are you there?
Hello.
Caller from Plano.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. Who are we speaking with?
This is Prem.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Oh, my gosh, very relieved.
What's going on?
Thank you. Okay. I've had this condition on my lip, on my mouth, on my lip, and in over a year, and for the love of God, I've tried healing it, talking to it, meditation, and it's not clearing, and it's causing me grief, and also my hair has been falling out a lot.
Okay. Okay. Are you? Did you stop talking, or did the connection get weird?
Oh no, that was me. My voice is weird because.
Okay. Well, is it okay if I come into your space and we can see what's going on?
Yes. Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Okay. Isn't that silence great for the radio? I love that. Okay, here we go. Coming into your space. Here we go. All right. So your hair's, how old? Do you mind if I ask how old you are?
No, I just turned 40. And I started falling out about 4 or 5 years ago since my divorce, and it was very abusive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what was happening when that happened? When it started falling out, like what was going on in your life?
I just felt very trapped, very angry. I couldn't express myself.
Okay. For what? Why?
I did not have the support from my ex-husband. It was very controlling.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So in that, okay. Keep going. Sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Okay.
I didn't trust myself. I didn't believe in myself. I just started feeling and looking old. I just wanted to dissolve and disappear.
Okay, great. Okay, so there we go. Okay, good. So now I'm also seeing your dad. So was your dad like your former husband?
Yes.
Okay. Right. So okay, so that's what came up also. So he was very controlling, and he tried to kind of squash you a little bit there.
Out.
Okay. Well, yeah, exactly. And okay, so there's these feelings of like hopelessness and despair, and your body kind of takes that over. And is it a sore on your lip, or what's the condition on the lip?
No, there's like nothing visible to it. But even if I lick my lips or if I brush it, it can be anything. It can even be water. It will just set off all these nerves on my lips.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I scrape it with a fork. And it's
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's go back to whatever lifetime and level that you began to believe you were nothing and worthless. And let's have God change that there. Is that okay? And
yes.
What I'd like to say to everybody on the call is that when somebody gets on the call and gets this healing, it's really for everyone because she has something that we've all either had or still have. So you can say yes to the downloads, and it will come in the version you need it to be, okay? So you know that. So everybody can get something from this. This isn't just like private time that you guys get to listen to. Okay. And so let's show you, let's have God change those beliefs that I am nothing, I'm worthless. And show you what it feels like to be worthy, what it feels like to be consistently worthy. Whatever it is, whatever lifetime level you began to believe that you were unworthy of God and unworthy of God's love, let's have God go back there and change that for you and know what, and let you know what that feels like. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
There we go.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. And let you know, remind you what it feels like to be completely healthy too. And now your body is taking over for you because you weren't able to resolve the issue, okay? So let's have God talk to your body here and let you know that we're going to resolve this issue now so your body can just let go of these physical conditions. Good. There we go. And so part of this giving up really feels like the hair loss, like you said, you wanted to shrivel up and die.
Yeah.
And I think that's not just because you had one thought did this happen, you know? And because we've all had those thoughts or we want to disappear, you know. So understand that. Like, you know, thoughts come through our heads that are pretty wild sometimes, but there was such a powerful feeling behind it for you. Plus, of all that, you've got a lot of past life stuff. There's a lot of things that kind of have to fall in order for that to happen.
Yeah.
And and so that's what I'm really just following that train here just a little bit. And let's just have that go back to where that all began. And it really feels like a lot of hopelessness and despair, like you said, and of defeat. Really, I think defeat is like the big guy here. So let's go back to when you first began to experience the and believe that you were defeated. And let's have God change that from there and let you know what it feels like to live without this belief, without being defeated. Show you what that feels like, but to show you what it feels like to win from God's perspective and to know that everything is a win from God's perspective. It's a learning. Okay, and so that's what you're learning. And let's, wherever it was, whatever lifetime and level you began to believe that you should learn the hard way.
Yeah.
Let's have God change that. And this is a big one for everybody, so please, everybody take this. Okay, change. There we go. And so let's just show you that you're worthy of complete health, too. Wherever it was you began to believe you were unworthy of that, let's have God change that and show you what it feels like to be completely worthy of complete health from God's perspective. Okay. And let's change that surrender that you had. And we'll give you God's definition of surrender, which God's definition has more of like let God's energy in and let God do the work. The surrender that you did was like, yeah, I'm done. Like a diamond. Yeah. Right? And so God's changing that for you. And all that shame and that guilt that you had, that you felt for being you, tell God that you understand who you are from God's perspective and to let go of that. Okay. There we go. And let you know what it feels like to be in your body again and to know that you're safe in your body. Let's bring you back in and ground you out and bring you in. Okay. You know what it feels like to be in a body and let go of that regret you have for choosing to be in a body. Okay. Because I think it was a good decision. And it definitely was an interesting decision. And let's just let go of that abuse from your father and that feeling of subjugation from him. And this has happened before in a lot of past lives, so God's going to heal this on all levels and all lifetimes, too. There you go.
I'm afraid of dating.
And ancestrally. What?
I've been so afraid of dating. I want to have a...
And let's let you understand, see, you think that, first of all, love is betrayal and love is oppression. So let's have God give you God's definition of love so we can change those beliefs. Can we give you God's definition of healthy love and God's definition of a healthy love relationship? And let you know that it's possible for you to find someone and attract somebody who also loves themselves from the inside out. And let's show you from wherever it was that you began to stop loving yourself unconditionally from the inside out. Let's have God change that there and show you what it feels like and how to love yourself unconditionally from the inside out. And that's when you find people who love themselves too. So when you hate yourself, and let's release that self-hatred. Wow, that was a good one. Impressing. let go of that self-hatred and self-resentment. There we go. And send that to God's light. There you go. Okay. And all that self-rejection, all right, wherever that began, all levels, all lifetimes, let that go. Everybody's got some of that somewhere, so people should be saying yes.
Yes.
Here we go. There we go. Nice. And just feel that leave. And then let's just have God let that go. We'll just do one more tiny little thing, and then we'll go from there and just let go of that abuse that you experienced all those lifetimes of being a victim.
Yeah.
Okay? And have God shift you out of that, knowing that you've been in that victim state. It's been, your dad was in it, very, very ancestral. And let's have God change your identity from being a victim to being yourself. And God's giving you that. So that you are that essence, that flame on that torch, okay? That's who you are. You're going to pitch to and fro. You're going to change your shape, but your essence will always be the same. It's that fire, that light. And that's all you have to be. And when you connect with that, and God's showing you how to connect with that, and any time you thought and believed that you were disconnected from God, that God's going to change that for you and everybody here. I show you what it feels like to always know that you are connected to God, to feel that connection to God. There you go. Nice. All right. Good job. Okay, and let's just give everyone here a healing on their body, including you, and even the great John Burgess. There we go. There, you should feel that. And listen, if you don't feel anything, a lot of people feel tingling or can't really describe what they feel. Some people don't feel anything, and that's still okay, because since I'm witnessing it, that's all that needs to occur. Okay? And yeah, even if there's a perception that it's different, you'll know that this is occurring. What did you say, Fran?
Yeah, I felt like a lot of stuff from my, like, the center of my core going.
Good. All right, so let's just give you guys understanding on what, who you are with all of these changes. And let's see what happens. Let me know what's going on, okay? Can you please let me know?
Yes, I definitely. Oh, my gosh.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the call.
Thank you both very much.
You're very welcome.
Oh, I didn't mean to cut you off. Yes, you're very welcome. Cut you off on mistake there. Karen, that was fantastic. Now, it's when I felt like this really resonated for a lot of people that are listening in. How can the people that are listening in include it as part of their practice? Because it seems like you're talking to one person, but really it also feels like
everybody.
It's working the group, right?
Right. If we're all hanging out together, and even the people who listen on the replay, we're all hanging out together. So we're one big soul group. And it doesn't mean that everyone in our soul group is going to be here, but definitely paying members,
right.
And so we've all had these experiences, and that's why they come up, and that's why we can all, heal from them when one person raises their hand and gets answered.
Okay, great. And so when you're leading someone through it, we should do the affirmations. We should say yes as you're asking us to say yes or no. Are we
right.
willing to do it and open up to it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you can do that silently too. I mean, as long as you're giving permission one way or the other, it's going to happen. So,
okay.
But you can, you can say yes out loud and be the role model for everybody. That's all right.
Fantastic. I can certainly do that. Because I really want everyone on the call to get the full benefits of this again, because this is so powerful. And again, we are all hanging out here together, so we all carry a little bit of everything that's going on. And the more that we can clear, even the tiny splinters that we're holding in our field, the more open of channels we are into information and all that. So I really invite everybody to fully participate and feel yourself during each call, during each question, because I can almost guarantee that some aspect of it is going to apply to you in some way. This is going to go, it's once we get rid of that shrapnel, and when we have someone especially as generous as Karen is, and when she leads us through the process, take advantage of this. It's super powerful. Now, Karen, with that, I want to take another caller here. We have a caller calling in from Montreal. Hi, are you there?
Yes, is that me?
It is. How are you?
Oh, my goodness, I feel so blessed. I'm fine. How are the two of you?
Wonderful, wonderful.
Fantastic. Who are we speaking with?
It's Anne.
Anne, what's your question for Karen?
Karen, I hope my question will also benefit the group, because the previous caller certainly helped me. I've changed a lot in the last year. I've expanded into a new yummy energy I didn't even know existed not too long ago.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool.
And at the same time, I hit resistance, and sometimes I'm present to, well, unworthiness, but you took care a lot of, you addressed that with the previous caller, but fear, there's fear that it's not going to work for me, fear that I can't change my circumstances, fear that mm-hmm. I cannot be this energy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is it okay if I come into your space?
Absolutely.
So what's your name again?
Thank you. It's Anne.
Anne, okay.
Anne, A-N-N-E. A-N-N-E.
That's good. Okay. Oh, there we go. Come on into your space. And, okay, so you have a lot of fear of the unknown, actually. So let's go back to that. And the unknown, let's give you guys a definition of that. And everyone, if you want it, you can do that. And the unknown, I've said it about a million times before in a lot of shows, including this one, I think, is when I got God's definition of what the unknown was, what I found out was that it was a ball of clay with my hands on it and God's hands on it.
I remember you saying that, yes.
Right. And once I got that, I didn't have that fear of the unknown anymore. It stopped.
Mm.
So, and that was my biggest fear out of all of them. And so you're saying that what is, so let's have God go back to whenever that fear of unknown started. And believe me, that's probably, you know, prehistoric. Because we were so scared of, you know, either being attacked, you know, assaulted by nature or attacked by predators, you know. Had to prepare for that. And so let's go back there, wherever else it is, to the beginning of that, and have God heal that. Let you know that you can be safe without fearing the unknown. Because that's what it was there for at the beginning. We had to be able to account for ourselves, right?
Yeah.
Protect ourselves. And so, and that you can protect yourself without fearing the unknown also, if that's a possibility. Okay, great. There you go. And then there's just this belief that you're incompetent. And so that all these other things go in place. Okay, so I feel like your dad had it. I feel like your dad expressed it. I feel like your mom had it. And am I right? Is this resonating at all?
Well, I'm saying this without any bitterness whatsoever because I don't believe mm-hmm. in my story. And I know they did the best they could, but my childhood was spent being invalidated in many ways. Is that what you mean?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, I feel that. Oof.
Yeah. And so let's have God change that, okay?
Yes,
please. Let's just have God show you how, you know, you do have that I'm nothing, I'm worthless. And let's have God change that. And wherever it was that you began to be devalued and devalue yourself, let's have God come back there and change that. And let you know what it feels like to be valued from God's perspective and to really fill that hole. Okay?
Well, I'm in tears.
You know what it feels like, yeah. What?
I'm in tears.
Yep. You know why you're in tears? Because you're filling up with love this value, right, this missing piece, and it has to take the place of something, and it's taking the place of all that pain that was there.
Oh,
and that's
goodness.
Why it's coming up and leaving you. And that's why you feel better afterwards because what's left is, you know, that feeling.
Oh, thank you.
Yay. Okay, and let's give you God's understanding of when we said, whenever it was that you began to believe you were incompetent, of what it feels like to know you are competent from God's perspective, to know that you have the ability to do whatever it is that you desire to do.
Yes.
Okay. And let's just give you a body healing, have God do that for you. There you go. Yeah, oof, wow. Powerful day today.
That was fun.
I felt that too. That was fun. All right. Well, bless you, Anne. That was good. Good work. That was quick.
Oh, thank you. And I started reading the book on Theta Healing.
Uh-huh.
And I'm starting to work a little bit in it. Is that something I'm built for, do you think? I should continue to explore?
Oh, I think, say, you know, if you start getting nice results from Theta Healing and it feels really comforting and wonderful, it's always great to explore it and see if this is something that you want to pursue, sure. The book, just so you know, that book is a really wonderful book, but it's also like a reference book. So sometimes you can just pull something, you know, you can go, you don't need to go from page 1 to page 300 with that book. You can kind of like open it and figure, you know, it's kind of fun to like open it and read something. And based
oh, thank
on, you,
you.
Know, what's going on. Yeah, because it's not written like a novel. So more as a reference.
Yeah, and that's, I'd suggest you get into the more experiential and, you know, consider mm-hmm. listening to Karen's replays. She's got a special offer that we're going to describe here later. And in that, you'll get more experience than necessary. And I'm not saying the book is one way or the other, but I would I'm an experiential type of guy. And instead of reading and trying to retain, I think as you go through the information by experiencing it directly, you're really going to learn so much more from it that you'll get clear guidance on where to go with that.
Oh, that resonates. So, that feels very true, what you both just said. So thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, Anne.
Yay.
Thank
you. That was good.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Anne. It's something that Anne said, Karen, that I really want to point out. She said that she doesn't want to believe in her story. And I just have to say for Anne and for anyone else like that on the call who believes that all they're carrying is a story, if you're mm-hmm. feeling it and you're feeling the effects of it, you're feeling physical sensations and you're blocked somehow because of that energy, it's not a story. Mm-hmm. It's what you're experiencing. Mm-hmm. And I want you to honor that. I want you to honor it because it's there for a reason. And truly allow yourself to feel into it because that's going to allow you to move past it that much further because it's not a story. It's not. It's your experience. So, again, I just wanted to validate that for you. I thought it was super important. Go ahead, please.
No, one of the things that my teacher talks about that always nailed me really well, and it just hit me, was that everything matters. You know, that whatever you've been through, it matters. And when you let it go, when you let go of the negativity of being abused or being persecuted or subjugated or whatever negativity, ignored, you know, whatever it was, that we're letting go of that negative feeling and that negative sensation and changing those negative beliefs so that you can start to have that, you know, positivity in your life again. And so it's just, you know, it's just so important to also know that it still matters what happened to you, even if you feel better about it. It matters because it made you you. And you called in these experiences, you co-created them with God on the soul level, not necessarily a conscious one, because nobody would consciously say, I'd love an abusive parent. That'd be fantastic. Let me go into poverty too. You know, like, nobody's going to say that. You know, no one is ever going to say that. But on the soul level, for whatever reason, your soul thought this would be a fun way to learn. And so it is part of, your story is part, and it does, it just matters. It all matters. It's just that we don't have to hold on to that negativity anymore. And that's what creates the growth, you know, putting love in its place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, and that was a beautiful call. Thank you so much. And how you processed it so quickly is really how quickly these changes can start taking effect. So, again, I thought that was a phenomenal example. Now, Karen, I have I love this question that came in here from Susan from Las Vegas. And I want to let everyone on the call. We're still going to take live calls. We're going to answer more questions. We're going to go through Karen's special offer here, which is really a special offer because you get to experience her work personally. And Karen's also going to lead us through a group process. So hang on for that because we've still got lots of time left. But we'll get through these fairly quickly here. The question from Susan is, and I love this because I see so many people get to this point when they're doing transformational work. She writes, Karen, I've been successful, but now unclear on where I can take my career since I've changed. And I'm assuming, Susan, that you've changed because you've done transformational work. What do people do that have had success but really want to level up or they have this change and they want to continue growing, Karen? How can you help Susan or people like Susan?
Well, if you've had a certain kind of success, like let's say you've been like a lawyer, okay, just for an example, or a professor, anything that you've found a lot of success, and then you wake up in a way you never have before, and maybe you don't want to do what you're doing. Is that what you're saying, like that kind of thing?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. You know, I think it's important to just take stock and remember that, you know, first of all, just keep working on it and just see what happens, you know, because maybe this feeling that you don't want to do it, maybe you got to do something else, like maybe you got to practice a different kind of law. Maybe you can stay in the same profession but change the angle of what you're doing since you're really good at it if you enjoy it. You know, it's always like I say, if you do something that you enjoy, then you're spending time in, you know, in joy. Maybe 8, 9, 10 hours a day, whatever that is for you, which is much better than, you know, oh gosh, I hate this. Oh my gosh, how much longer? You know, imagine being in that all day long. That you know, slowly can get to you, and you need to be able to get that out of there. So, you know, I just encourage people to really just take stock and see if, like I said, they can get a different angle on what they're already doing, or if they want to take time and figure out what else it is that they want to do, that they have to also be able to, you know, support their present while they're financing their future. And that's
right.
Just always, you know, always just really important that, you know, keep working. Even if you don't like it right the second, if this is the way you're making your money and you need money, you know, and you've got expenses and you've got to go, keep working while you figure this out, you know.
Right.
And really go from there, because you don't, I mean, some people, like, look, they quit their job and they sail around the world, you know, and everything's fine. And some people do it like that, and then other people don't. Now, I'm definitely somebody who's more pragmatic, and also I came from much more of a cautious background. So I tend to go, oh, okay, well, let's just take stock and go from here. And other people just dive in, and both ways are fine. It's just you got to decide what your style is. But
right.
Just make sure that you've got, you know, you've got enough to support yourself while you're figuring this whole thing out and getting started with something else.
Right, and don't throw yourself into a position where you feel like you're constantly swimming upstream, because it doesn't
right.
have to occur that way. Yeah,
right.
Totally. Now, Karen, now we flip it to the flip side of the question. What do
right.
people do that have had success? For example, they've been working in transformational community, they've been working as Reiki healers, or they've been doing data work or something else. They've had success, but they feel like they can take that success to the next level. Is there a process that you can help us to unblock some of that where we just reach a certain threshold and we know there's more, but we're not sure quite how to get there?
I mean, yeah. Did you want to do something like that now?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay. All right.
And
so,
you can do it on me if you want to, which will be fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want you to go to another level, right? We want you
yeah.
just to become God. No level jumping, just achieve nirvana. So, okay. So let's see. Here we go. So I'm coming up. And so a lot of times, like we said before, like we were talking before, is that people have a fear of the unknown, and that's a very big block to growing your success. You know, they think, well, what happens if I, you know, knock down the wall and make my restaurant bigger? Are the people going to come? You know, that kind of thing. And
right.
so let's all go back to wherever that is that you began to fear the unknown, and just have God change that from there and heal that pattern. Okay. All right. So, and show you what you can do instead. And let's give you God's definition of self-support and God's definition of God's support, and bring both of those in and show you wherever it was that you lost self-support for yourself, let's have God bring that back and change that. And wherever it was that you began to believe that you were unworthy of God's support and self-support, let's have God go there and change that there and show you what it feels like to be consistently worthy of God's support. And a lot of times when people are really successful, they have that feeling of just being really worthy, and they also have a tremendous amount of faith. You know, there's a great story, very old story about, you know, the Moses story. When the freed Hebrew slaves are running towards the Red Sea and the Egyptians are coming after them, right? So very dramatic, you know, the enemy is encroaching. What are we going to do? We're at the sea. Moses is saying, look, this is what I'm going to do. You know, I'm going to put this staff in the water and, you know, pray to God, and the sea's going to part. And so he puts his staff in the water, and this one child, begins to walk in the water, and the water goes from his feet to his ankles to his knees, and it's still there. And he keeps walking in to his waist, to his stomach, to his head, and all the way up. And the minute it hits right about the chin, is when the C parts and they walk forward, because the children went first with the women. And it was just that feeling of just pure faith that it's going to be okay, that it's really going to happen this way. And so
wow.
Wherever it was, yeah, it's a great little story. And wherever it was, whatever lifetime and level, you began to lose faith in God, lose faith in the universe, whatever your name is for that. Let's have God change that there and show you what it feels like. We'll give you God's definition of faith and show you what that feels like. To have
beautiful.
A consistent, yeah, that consistent faith in God. And remember, this also comes with not just sitting in your house and saying, I'm winning the lottery and never doing anything about it, or I want a successful business, I want a successful restaurant. You know, you can't just do energy work and have that be what's it. You've got to do the groundwork too. You are in co-creation with God. Let God do the energy stuff. You do the legwork. Okay? So you do the business plan, you do the marketing plan, you find out if this is viable in this neighborhood or where should it be viable. You make the plan and you deal with your own energy, but that plus God's energy, then you have faith that it's going to work out. But also discernment, and that's what God's going to bring in here too, God's definition of discernment. What does that feel like? And how you can use discernment to make your decisions instead of fear. Okay, because we're not asking for blind faith, okay? Because sometimes when people do that, it doesn't turn out too great, okay? And human beings and human nature and society will always have those moments of blind faith, but they never turn out great. you might notice a lot of people get hurt when we go into blind faith. And so we just want to go into God's definition of faith and co-create, and bring our energy along. The ground trips, I always say, and the air trips. Bring them together, because that's the most powerful way to move forward.
Wow.
Yeah. And there we go. And let's just see that. And some people feel, and this is what I'm picking up, is that if I get too successful, like, my family won't love me, or my family will reject me, my friends will reject me. What if I'm so successful that, you know, I'm in that 1%, you know, and you're still part of the 99. And so let's just have God let you know the truth on that. And wherever it was that you began to be rejected for being successful, but whatever you did, let's have God go back there and change that. And release that rejection. And also just release that persecution. Because there's a lot of people who follow healing modalities will probably heal in another lifetime. And they get kind of scared to be healers again. Because they think, oh, something's going to happen again. Are they going to think I'm really weird or crazy, you know? And
right.
And I definitely went through that. And so let's just have God resolve all those lifetimes. Where you were punished or tortured or exiled for being successful at what you do. Whatever that is, and for being yourself. And let's just have God resolve that. And that means that we're going to benefit from the wisdom of the experience as we release all that negativity out of it. There we go. All right. And let's just let everybody know who they are from God's perspective, having God's definition of success. And wherever it was that you felt that you were unworthy of God's success, let's go back there and have God change that and show you what it feels like to be consistently worthy of God's success and consistently worthy of receiving it and how to and what it feels like to do that. And you already know also, and that's what I keep hearing, you already know also. And remember, and this is also one of the things that is for the closing of just working on it right this second, is knowing God's presence in your life, how to recognize that and understand that could be your kid coming up to you, you know, when you're feeling really bad and giving you a kiss or a hug. You know, it could be your best friend calling you from way far away and you haven't spoken in a long time. It could be a great opportunity that just opens up. It could be that, you know, you swerved out of the way and didn't get in an accident, you know, or stepped aside and, you know, a car went by you and you didn't get hit. You know, like it just can show itself in a lot of ways. A cat can come and, you know, sit on your lap while you're sitting on the grass. Just understand that energy comes through beings, not only just, you know, harps and angels and rainbows and unicorns. Okay. All right. So let's just bring that all together. Wonderful. Okay. I'll let you know who you are from God's perspective with all of these changes here. Okay. Boom. All right. How does that feel?
That feels great, Karen, and I really felt myself in that as well. I was asking for Susan. Susan, thank you for answering that. But I think it really applied across the board and have a lot of people writing in also that the question really resonated with them. So, yeah, that was deep. Well, thank you for that, Karen. Karen, what I also got in that when you were talking about the support from God is also, yeah, support from God, absolutely. But how that fractals out in the rest of our life where we're not receiving support that wants to come in. We can do it on our own. We don't want to bother people. Everybody's too busy. Maybe they can't help us as well as we think they can. But once we open up to that support and allow that to come in, it's incredible the magic that unfolds. And the time it frees for us, how it opens up space so that we can become even more successful, whether that's in our business, our relationships, and our studies in school. It just applies across the board. So that God support thread, I think, is a big, big thread that's out there that really resonates across the board.
Yeah.
So thank you for that. That was really great.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you. No, I know I can feel it too. It feels really nice.
Yeah, it does. It does. Now, Karen, part of the support that we're talking about is also the type of support that you're providing on your special offer. And I want to get into that before we get into some more live questions
so that
people can really know that there's more support available to them, that there's information that they can access and go through this process that you have on the special offer that's going to really open up channels for receiving and for breaking through the limits and patterns that are holding us back. So for everyone that's listening on the call, if you click on the special offer link, it'll take you to Karen's special offer, or you can also access it by going to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Karen Abrams. And that's ABRAMS. For Abrams. So again, it's beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Karen Abrams. And Karen, if you wouldn't mind, would you lead us through this offer that you put together for us for Beyond the Ordinary?
Yeah, it's called Making Great Decisions. And it's a collection of MP3s with short theta meditations on them. There's 14, it's like a 14-day program. There are 14 evening meditations to listen to before bed that are going to strengthen your intuition and your confidence and your inner trust so that you can make the best decisions that you can. You know, everybody makes decisions, and, you know, there's a lot of ways to do that. There are systems. I actually have a bonus here, a PDF of, like, how to make a decision, you know, how to make a big, important decision. But we make tons of decisions every single day, and some of them really change our life, and we do it in an instant. And it's based on, you know, our makeup, what's going on, both our positives and our negatives. So what I did was create these evening meditations to help you get the support you need and in feeling loved and embraced by God and having confidence in yourself and having trust in yourself and so many more things so that you can make those decisions, those snap decisions and other decisions really, you know, with grace and ease, but with a lot of wisdom behind them. And that's the difference. Because a lot of us sometimes, I don't know if you ever go through this, where you just can't make a decision at all. You know,
just
in this place, you're just in overwhelm. So all of a sudden you can't tell if you want, you know, mustard or ketchup on your hot dog. You're like, so, because everything is just out. And, or, you know, that's just the way you've always been. You've been afraid to move forward. And so it deals with all of those things to help you get to that place where you can just be present with yourself and say, yeah, you know what? I do want to do that. Or, yeah, Leah, let's go there. Or, you know what? I am going to enlarge my business now. I think it's a good time. I've got the research behind it, and I just need the okay for myself, and my gut says, let's go. So there's all these different topics that you can go into in the days from 1 to 14, just to give you any, like trusting yourself is one of them, weighing the options is one of them, you know, having faith and confidence and courage and inner knowing and gut instinct are some other ones. And so you can do that, and there's also a main theta session that just deals directly with the issues that you have with making decisions. So the evening meditations are usually, they're no longer than 10 minutes long. And the reason I do those and the reason I like them so much is when you're getting all these really wonderful downloads of feelings, whatever you're thinking, whatever you're feeling right before you go to bed, your subconscious just marinates in that for at least 4 hours and most likely more. Because you know if you go to bed in a bad mood, you don't usually wake up feeling refreshed, right? You may feel a little better, but you still feel like there's residue left. And when that adds up over time, you know, if you always go to bed in a negative place, that's why we say never, you know, watch the news before you go to bed. I always watch a comedy before I go to bed so that I can feel better. And those sorts of things so that you get the ball rolling in the other way. And now we're going to get the ball rolling in this way where you're really confident with making great decisions in your life. So it's really wonderful. When this hit me, I did have that kind of aha moment and just flew through it. It was really fun to write it and to experience it. And I really, you know, encourage people to check it out because it's a lot of fun. It's really remarkable stuff.
Well, it's a fantastic offer. And again, I know what data the session that I had with you did, and again, to experience this. And again, you make it so easy with the package. I mean, 5 minutes a night, and it's not just 14 days. I mean, we can use this over and over again.
Right. Right. Yeah. And so every time you do, you might be in a different place. So you're going to get something different from it because, believe me, there's so many wonderful, supportive, loving downloads on every single one of those things. You can just go for it anytime you want. Just keep recycling them, you know, just keep going over and over and over again because it's only going to make your life better.
It is going to make it better. And again, it's a tool. It's one of those tools to keep in your transformational library that you can just pull out and keep accessing because it's going to keep clearing things.
Right.
It's tremendous. So again, this is a great offer, and you're offering it for $97 on the summit tonight, Karen, which is a fantastic price. And it's got a guarantee with it also. So guys, take advantage of this. Again, Karen's work is just, it's Karen's amazing. And anything that she's going to put together like this, it's with a lot of love and a lot of practicality also, because like Karen says, she is definitely practical, and I can vouch for that. So she's going to make sure that this is going to work, or else it's not going to go out.
Right, so, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah,
yeah. Absolutely. So take advantage of this. Karen is sensational, and the way that she puts everything together is just going to provide tremendous benefits for you. And again, to access the special offer, you can, again, click on the special offer link, take advantage of it while you can. And we'll also send it out during the replay, and you can access it now if for some reason you don't have the special offer link at beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Karen Abrams. Again, I can't say enough about it. Karen, let's take a couple of other live calls if you don't mind. And
sure.
I'd love to go through the process for the whole group. Excellent.
Okay, great.
So many people with their hands raised. Let's see here. Let's take a caller from someone was calling out to me earlier, and let me find her real quick. And I'm saying her. It's a caller from San Francisco. Hi, are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with?
Hi, Josie.
Oh, hi, Josie.
Hi.
Josie.
Thank you
Thanks for calling in.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, what's your question for Karen?
My question is I feel blocked financially and also personal relationship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anything to add to that, or is that just where you're at? And let's go from there.
Well, that's pretty much. I feel I've been stuck for a while now.
Okay. Okay. So is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm in a space. There we go. And let's, here I come. All right. So, okay. So there's a lot of poverty, feelings of poverty, very ancestral. A lot of poverty there. So is it okay if God goes back and does a healing on your ancestral line around poverty?
Yes.
Okay. And let your ancestors know. And this is for everyone, because at some point in time, we came from somebody really poor. So here we go. It becomes a way of life sometimes, and it also becomes like a disease, you know?
Mm-hmm.
When you see people really in the throes of it, it really is a disease. Okay. And so let's have God do a healing on that whole thing. But we'll do it all levels and all lifetimes. I'm just seeing it the most prevalently in your ancestral line. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And so let's have God heal that.
Yes.
Okay, good. And release all of that trauma from the poverty and all of the shock from the poverty. Because there's a lot of that. And so let's just let that go. And there's also this feeling of wanting to belong. So there's this very big belief around I'm poor and I'm proud of it. You know, and trying to take pride in whatever you are. And if you were poor, that was like, well, then this is my club. And so let's have God change that. Is that okay? Let you know the truth on being poor and proud of it. And it isn't saying you have to be, you have to be ashamed of it at all. It's saying that it's unlocking you from that position, okay?
Okay.
This is where you have to stay. And once again, there's a fear of retribution or disconnection from your community, your ancestors, that they will revoke their support of you. And so let's let you understand the truth on that.
Yes.
There we go. I just felt something really open up, like your second chakra, which is the sex and money.
Yes.
So that would make sense that in both of those areas. It's very common to have issues with relationships and money. Very common. Mm-hmm. Or one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, so there it goes. And let's healing that mindset, that poverty mindset, and that mindset of lack.
Okay, yes.
And let's have God do that?
Yes.
Okay. There we go. Okay. And all those soul fragments from that are going to come back to you and come back to them with cleaned and washed by God. That just means whenever you have a painful situation, you give up some soul fragments to that situation. And so now you're getting them back. There you go.
Yes.
Okay, and so there's also this thing about having a broken soul over this, that your ancestors were really broken over this. And they did their best, but they could never heal from it. So is it okay if we do a soul repair? This is really fun for everybody.
Yes.
And do a soul repair on this. So God's going to actually recycle your soul, give you a new one.
So, okay.
Okay, a shiny spanking new one.
All right.
There we go. There, you've been upgraded.
Thank you.
There you go. And let's just have God also, the last thing I want to do here is just, there's a big sense of the heart being broken around this. There's two things that are going on. So let's have God heal your broken heart and your ancestors' broken heart.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, over this. And the frustration, let's release that, and the despair, that feeling of being defeated around this, let's release that.
Yeah.
Okay. And the frustration. Blah 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 blah, huh? Well, this gets long.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. And this last part, okay. Let that go. And there's a lot of anger towards God and resentment towards God, fear of God. Yeah. Let's just let those go. We'll give you guys definition of creator of all that is, which is that pure unconditional love. So no reason to be afraid. The other gods, maybe. Maybe they are angry, but this one isn't. Okay, there we go. Woof. Okay. Nice job. And then let's just have God do a body healing on you too. Let you know who you are with all the changes.
Yes.
All right. Okay. Boom. You're done. How do you feel?
Wow. I feel lighter. Thank you.
Okay. And just notice that. You're very welcome. And notice, I say this to everybody and I remind myself of it too when I get a healing done on me, is just notice what's easier, better, lighter, okay? Because that's going to gather that, okay? And gather that momentum, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. Enjoy.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Phenomenal. Great call. Thank you so much. Oh, Karen, that was amazing. The soul fragment recovery. What can people expect to feel or start resonating into their lives from a recovery like that?
Well, usually what I say is it's usually easier to be yourself. And so you become less of your baggage and more of who you really are. So when we feel more comfortable with ourselves, better things tend to happen because you don't have that anxiety and that fret and that worry because you know everything's going to be okay. When you're comfortable with yourself, you tend to know everything's going to be okay. And, you know, in general, clearly if you're in a war-torn country and different things are going on, that's a different situation. But so I always say you feel lighter. And actually, there's just one more thing, is let's get that burden of poverty off everybody, out of every cell of your body. And these are the things that really get you. And that's how you can feel lighter, too. So all that lack and poverty out of every cell of your body, send that to God's light. There we go. There we go. Okay, there we go. That feel better now? Feels lighter.
Yeah, that feels great.
Yeah, so once again, you could have, you know, sometimes people have those, you know, I did something with a woman who, you know, then got money for an operation that wasn't covered by insurance. You know, and another guy, we did some stuff and, you know, his sales went up 400% in 1 week. And some people, it's more subtle. You're going to run the gamut. And clearly, the stories that we tell are going to be the more extreme stories. But it can be really anything. And and just knowing that it's easier makes, you know, when it's easier for you to be you, you can move forward with that very much with confidence.
That's great. That makes sense, Karen. Thank you for that. Yeah, that's a great call. Thank you for that. That just, I really felt that resonate throughout the whole call. I hope you guys are feeling that out there, and I'd love to get comments from you on that on the webcast. So write in about that because that just felt like a huge piece that was shifting. Wow, you guys were amazing.
Yeah.
Now, Karen, I have a lot of people that are writing in about love and finding their relationship, that special relationship in their life. Let me take one here. We have Rhea from New York City that wrote in, and her question is pretty simple. Hi, what's blocking love relationship in my life, and can you clear this blockage? Thanks.
I'll do it for a dollar. PayPal that over to me and they'll take 30 cents. Okay, so there's one thing that first comes to me is a lot of times people have issues with relationship, and I'll connect to her space and see if this is going on, that usually when you have issues with the opposite sex parent, when you're viewing, you know, a relationship. So if she's heterosexual, then, you know, she's looking at her dad as the man. And then if he didn't, you know, he wasn't up to par, then everything is based on that relationship. And sometimes, and it's always very important for everybody to understand that when you meet somebody and you're trying to figure out if this is the person for you, ask them about that relationship. Now, sometimes it's the same sex person also. It just sometimes whatever the more dramatic relationship is, that's the one. But when they decide to love somebody else, that they, and as much as they love that parent, you know, different with romantic, but the size of it is the same. You know, it's a big love. That they transfer all of that stuff from the parent onto the new lover. And so it'll be like, well, you know, if my dad was abusive and I'm sort of feeling like she had issues with her father, that she has a negative feeling about men. And so you put that out to all the men and you're like, oh, you're not going to be like my dad, are you? Well, those are the ones that come because you have this sort of fear. So that's the magnet that's coming. Fear is just a focus on a negative outcome. And because you're focused, there's much more energy on it. And fear has a very big energy because it's a natural part of our instinct to fear something, to run away from it. So, but when we focus on it and we fear and we focus and we fear, then those are the kinds of people. So it sort of feels like a little bit of she's been getting the wrong guys, you know, but that it has to do a lot with the father and a little bit the mother. And so let's give you guys understanding of your dad. And this is for everybody. And let's let you know who he is from God's perspective. And let's release, God. See, I hear a lot of abuse. I feel like there's like insults and kind of negative energy being thrown at her, you know, and like they put her down. I just feel like there's a sort of, he's the rule of the house. So there's this feeling of men suppressing you. And I know we had that on the other call too. And so let's just have God give you God's definition of what a man is. And that it's possible for you to attract a different kind of man. And there is still that kind of worthless feeling a little bit that it's impossible. Actually, there's been impossible to find love and to find true love. So wherever that began, let's change that. And give you God's definition of healthy love and healthy relationships. And also, here's the big one, healthy boundaries. So wherever it was, whatever lifetime and level you began to lose your healthy boundaries, accept that, change that. And let you know what it feels like to have healthy boundaries. There we go. And there we go. Okay. And show you what God's definition of healthy boundaries feel like. We're installing them. So you know where you begin and end, and then where somebody else's energy begins and ends. And so there's this feeling like, you have a lot of vows to take on your dad's energy in order to heal him. So let's have God complete and finish those vows. And those are unconscious promises to yourself that take your free will away. So you can always choose to heal him, but it's better to choose than to feel obligated. Okay, there you go. And let's have God complete and finish all the vows to save him and to save the world again. There's that there. There's a little bit of something to be close to God. I have to be alone. I have to be isolated. So those are vows of isolation. So let's have God complete and finish those. So you can allow love to come into your life and a loving man, a loving, healthy man to come into your life. And let you know that it's possible to have that. And when we talk about finding our soulmate, in this line of work, we say you want your most compatible romantic soulmate. And then we also say who's a human being and who's male or female. And there we go. And we also talk about divine timing, because if you're ready and your divine timing is now, but your other person's is not now, then it won't happen. Or if you get together before the divine timing is right, one of you will still be married or in the midst of a divorce and not quite ready yet. You know, those sorts of things, so that there's a lot of pain involved in that. And so let's have God call in your divine timing to meet your most compatible romantic soulmate, human being, male. And there we go. And for everyone else, whichever one that is for you, if it's a female or a male, have God call in the divine timing for you and that other person. There we go. And just see them connect. Just see them connect. Okay. And just feel, I always say, it's one of the most fun things to do. I have this woman that I work with, and she comes probably every, I don't know, 6 months, sometimes 8 months. And every time we get together, something really incredible happens to her. And this one time we got together, we sat in the room in my office and came in the presence of her love. And just to be in the presence of him, it was so amazing. It was just this remarkable, remarkable feeling. And then I just got a text, and this was over a year ago when we had this. And I described him, and I said, oh my gosh, he's a this and a that, and he feels this way and he feels that way and blah, 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 blah. And she texted me and she said, I met him and it's everything you said. And it was just chilling. It was so incredible. And that's just how long it took. I mean, they've been together for a little bit, but it ended up being an old friend. It ended up being somebody who was in a marriage and didn't explain their attraction and did not express the attraction to her because it wasn't appropriate because he was married. And that happens sometimes in marriage, that you like somebody else. And he just absolutely had great boundaries. And then when his marriage ended, he waited, and then it worked out. And everything is just flowing from there. It was really a remarkable story. So with that story, I would like to say, how about if everybody who is still desiring their most romantic, most compatible romantic soulmate, human being, and then male or female, whichever one it is for you, and let's get you in the presence of that person right now. And just feel that love. It rocks. And just feel how wonderful it is. Feel how accepting it is. Feel how supportive it is. Feel how old it is. That you're really remembering this person. And the more you feel that connection, the closer they get and the closer the divine timing comes. And you can do this at home. And I actually, let's just keep doing this. And you can also talk about your love and say, you know, my love is funny, and we talk about everything and nothing, and he's sexy and smart. And when you do that, I used to do that every night before I met my person. And this was even before I had Theta. And we've been together for 12 years. And it's been a great relationship. So whoever it is that you are with, you can do that and create that feeling in your heart. And then just do this also. Just get in the room. Get in your imagination and feel them. And you can tell them you're ready. And if you notice that there's anything that you're feeling that's in the way, like, oh my God, this is too good to be true. A tough guy changed that. I'm not ready. And then why are you not ready? Because he's going to leave me. Okay, there's a lot of that once somebody loves you, they leave you. So let's have God change that, okay? And know that it's possible for you to have this person in your life now, and that you are on the road to creating that right now. I can feel that in your heart too, John.
Oh, completely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you helped me bring that in also, which has been
right. Amazing. Yeah. Yeah, pretty good story there.
Fantastic story.
So, there we go. And just feel that love. And it is, it's about remembering. You just remember this person. And just feel how loving that is. And have God help you get ready right now to receive that. And know how to receive that big love with grace and ease. And know that all it does is make you happier. It's a good thing. And it just magnifies your success. Okay? And so just allowing that to come in. And even if that person, what I'm saying when I say it magnifies your success, right now it magnifies your success. Because if you don't have this person in your life right now, it doesn't mean you have less success because of it. Okay? So I just want to make that clear. But when you get into that room, into that space with this person, And they're going to remember you, and they're going to start moving towards you. Okay. All right. There you go. There is that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
I didn't know if you wanted to... Yeah, over and over again?
No. It comes up over and over again. This question is about finding love of our lives, and especially, yeah, as the energy of the... is changing, Karen, more and more mm-hmm. people are really finding that they're longing for that relationship because they're feeling that it's possible. Those
mm-hmm.
authentic relationships
right.
where people aren't bringing their baggage to the table or where
mm-hmm.
they're doing their work and they're really working through things together as opposed to heading in opposite directions.
Right.
It's just a theme that's coming up over and over on every
right.
call, and it's because we're tapping that awareness. So I
right.
love the question, and I love the clearing for it, Karen, because it definitely touches upon it. And it does it. It clears and makes a pathway to be able to bring that into our lives. And so, you were asking me if I was willing to share, or what were you asking?
Yeah, yeah. Share that. Share whatever part of that story you wanted to share.
It's just an opening. And part of what also comes in as, and again, it's Karen, I say this on every show, and I don't mean to sound redundant to a lot of you guys who listen all the time. But you guys do so much transformational work, and you guys are so advanced in what you're doing, and you really tap into these calls because, you know, it truly is beyond the ordinary. We're presenting information
mm-hmm.
here that at some level may seem redundant, but because we take these conversations to a deeper place, you guys can use these tools on a whole different level to open up a space that goes deeper, that opens up you up even further into your awarenesses and to that information that you really always tapped into. So. I was looking for a long time, and I felt that I was going to find that special relationship that was really going to open up new doorways and pathways and allow me to not only be more of who I am and what I am to be, but really open up more of my potential, because it's like the support that comes in that makes you a better whole person. And by better, maybe opens you up to or opened me up to more of my strengths that perhaps I was holding back. And
mm-hmm.
love kind of tends to do that to you. It's like you start to express in ways that you didn't express before, and in that you start resonating more of that. And the universe provides you in different ways because, again, you're providing the energy to the universe to communicate back with. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, not too long ago I got into that relationship popped in, and out of nowhere, it's when you least expect it. And I went to an event in San Diego where I was invited to by Rika Zimmerman. A lot of you guys know who she is. And it was a mastermind event and great people, great networking thing. And I just wasn't expecting anything except a professional contact with the people that I was meeting there and with Rika also. Well, because I wasn't expecting, I think, because if I were going in with expectations, I don't think it would have happened. That relationship with her actually turned into something that was obviously beyond the professional, and we've fallen into this relationship. But without this clearings, without the opening up and, again, tapping into the knowing that I deserved more
mm-hmm.
And that it should have, that I really was ready for that because I was doing that to myself, that
mm-hmm.
I don't think that relationship could have come in. So it's been amazing. And so the clearing that you just did with that just really resonated with me really loudly because that's
mm-hmm.
what I had to tap into I honestly believe, to attract that type of relationship that's come in. And since then, it's been absolutely wonderful. It really feels like I've met a soulmate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a fantastic mm-hmm. feeling.
Yeah.
And again, it just opens up new waves of information coming in and new potentials in ways that we just can't do solo.
Right.
So I feel right. you all for it. I've been there looking for that relationship, knowing that I deserved it, knowing that it was out there. And sometimes we get on our own ways, but sometimes we have to wait for the other people to be ready also
mm-hmm.
to show up. And then
mm-hmm.
when it does show up, it's absolutely wonderful. And I didn't mean to get long-winded about it, but it's I feel like I had to give a little background story behind it.
Yeah.
So it was great.
Great.
Now, Karen, I can't believe we're running an hour and 35 minutes. Could you lead
right.
us through the process? That would be absolutely phenomenal because I know it's just how much it's going to benefit everybody on the call.
Okay, sure. Well, okay, so All right. So let's do what I want to do here. Okay, let's just have God show you what it feels like to be completely loved. And wherever it was that you lost that feeling and how it colored your life after that, we're going to go back before that, whatever lifetime, whatever level, have God change that there and show you what that feels like. And there's another thing to be completely loved from God's perspective. And worthiness is such a huge deal and being deserving. So wherever it was that you began to believe that you were undeserving of God and unworthy of God, let's have God go back there and change that. I'll show you what it feels like to be completely worthy of God and completely deserving of that, which makes you deserving of that big love. It makes you deserving of having that love with your most compatible romantic soulmate, human being. And so, and just also that love for yourself, because the more you love yourself, the more that person, when that person comes in, that they love themselves too. And you know when you've met that couple, that negative couple, and they're like, wow, the water's too dry. You know, they have a comment for everything, yeah. Right? And you don't really want to be around them. And although in some way they may be happy together, but it's only because misery loves company. So yeah. We're looking for something deeper and lighter. Okay, and really tapping into that deep, the depth of joy and the lightness of joy from God's perspective, and really understanding how deserving you are of that. And wherever it was that you thought you were undeserving, we're going to change that there, and unworthy, we're going to have God change that there so that you're completely worthy of joy and contentment and know how to receive it and what it feels like to receive it with grace and ease. And then let's just have God just show all of us who we are with all of these amazing changes today. And knowing that moving forward, God's definition, which is coming down into you, is bringing more joy into your life. So the next time you want to quiver in your boots about that, go, oh, do I want to make more joy? Well, do I want to bring more joy into my life? Usually the answer is yes. It's like asking for more ice cream. Do you really want some more? Yes. Of course I do. Same thing. All right. There we go. That's done. That's complete.
Phenomenal. Wow, is that easy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
Wow.
It is.
Wow. Now, Karen, when you say it's complete like this, it's still mm-hmm. can benefit us to go back and listen to these again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Does it hone it in? What does it? I guess it affirms it in some way. Is that correct?
Well, especially when you're listening to an interview, I think that you hear different things each time, you know, because you're in a different place and you're not paying attention. Whatever got you the first time doesn't get you that time, but something else does. So these details always jump up in different places like, oh, I don't even remember them talking about that. I mean, it's really interesting. I mean, you see that when you see a movie over and over again, right? You notice right. The little more subtle things, not the big broad strokes. And so that's what's so wonderful about these interviews and listening to them again and again, because they can help you over and over again because you'll be in a different place. And the same thing with this product, you know, with making great decisions. Whenever you listen to them and you go through it, you know, if you put it away and then come back to it, like you said, put it in your little, in the hopper there in your bag of tricks for another time, you can come back to it any other time and you'll go, oh my gosh, I never got that time. Now I got it. And
right.
So, you know, so it really, you know, it does benefit to hear it again. Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, it's for all of you wishing to listen to the replay, we will send that out this evening. You'll receive it here probably within about the hour. And you can also access it at beyondtheordinaryshow.com/replay. And again, take advantage of this 14-day program that Karen has put together. It's amazing. Again, it's on the free call, listen to the clearings, take advantage of that, because again, Karen is, like I said, she's super generous. And so all of these clearings are extremely powerful, and you can feel them. I had so many people writing in, Karen, about how just what we've done on the live call has really started shifting them, and how they felt emotional releases, how they felt openings, how they felt their third eyes opening up. It's just amazing. You know, the blockages in the relationship, someone wrote in saying, wow, I can feel that opening up as well. Thank you for sharing that. Deborah just wrote in, what a gift, Karen. Thank you for helping us. And feels that special person, feeling that special person now. So interesting. So yeah, it's really resonating for people, and it's taking effect. People, if you're feeling it, that's the confirmation that something's moving in you. It's, again, you guys are so awake and aware on the show that you know when something's right, when something's coming up that's really going to be a benefit for you. So again, I encourage you to take advantage of it. And again, you can access the special offer by going to beyondtheordinaryshow.com/Karen Abrams, or click on the special offer link. It's the easy way to get there and dive right into it. If you purchase that tonight, you can start actually using the meditations this evening before you go to bed. So no better time than the present to start taking action on that. And Karen, with that, I just want to thank you so much. You're, like I said, I mentioned it several times, you're so generous. You have such an open and caring heart. And again, you're so great at what you do. That I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today.
Well, it's always a pleasure and always an honor, John. You know, anytime you call, I'm going to be there. Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's for you guys in the audience as well, so we all get the benefit from that. And also want to acknowledge everybody in the audience, guys. We got callers from all over the place. So all of you, first of all, thank you for showing up and for being part of the community and for doing your work. Again, you guys are the beacons for others as you continue to open and shine your light. Other people are taking notice, and you become the wayshowers for them. So thank you for doing the work that you do, and for committing to showing up, and for committing to do the work for yourself. And again, I want to acknowledge, we've had callers from Plano, Texas, from Montreal, from Mexico, from Odessa, Boston, Denver, Nashville, Phoenix, Morocco, Mexico, Atlanta, Colombia, Compton. I mean, from all over the place. I want to acknowledge you guys on a continuous basis and know that we do see you. You are here, and keep checking in with us on the show. I may not have called on you today for the phenomenal session with Karen, but we'll keep having these, and the Q&As will keep popping up, and we'll invite Karen back for another show also so we can continue the Q&A sessions, because I know how valuable they are. And again, Karen, thank you again so much. And again, thank you, everyone. Yeah, thank you, Karen. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call. I'm sending you a big hug, a tremendous amount of love, and I look forward to seeing you on the next call. Have a great evening.